Trump and Putin meet in Helsinki. Perrier unboxing. Romans 3. Audio adrenaline song. And millennials and making it. All coming up on this episode, episode 16 of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. Episode 16 of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. Glad you're joining me tonight. I am your host and friend, Dr. Wayne Hansen from Summit Church of Castle Rock. Find me on Twitter at Pastor Wayne H. Glad you're joining me tonight. Hello, Jill and Blake and Trent and others who are watching live online. Glad you're joining me. Hope you're having a great week so far. Tonight's an exciting night as I'm sharing several timely things, but also one of my favorite audio adrenaline songs. I'm unboxing a brand new flavor from Perrier. A lot of fun things happening. But tonight's episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Envision Counseling Clinic of Castle Rock. They do everything from marriage and family counseling, addiction recovery, teen counseling, you name it. They'll help you whatever you're going through, the Envision Counseling Clinic. I'll tell you a little bit more about their services later in the podcast. And tonight we're also brought to you by Summit Church of Castle Rock, meeting 10:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at Castleview High School Auditorium. We'd love to have you if you're in the South Denver metro area anytime on a Sunday morning. Come join us. Here's a 15-second plug from Summit Church. Check it out.
It's 29 minutes that'll change your life. Bring your family to one of our weekend celebrations. Make new friends in a small group. Enjoy a world-class youth and kids ministry. Impact the world through missions. You can even go to church online. Discover more at mysummitchurch.com.
All right. Today in the news, Donald Trump went to Helsinki, Finland, and met with Vladimir Putin. And they had very deep discussions about nuclear weapons and crazy things that are happening around the world and rigging elections and the fake news. Check out this quick little clip from The Guardian in the UK, and you'll notice in slow motion, Donald Trump gives Vladimir a wink. Just a little, hey, I got your back, buddy. Wink. Wink. There it is, the wink.
Well, first of all, Mr. President, I'd like to congratulate you on a really great World Cup, one of the best ever, from what everybody tells me, one of the best ever, and also for your team itself doing so well. I think we have great opportunities together as two countries that, frankly, we have not been getting along very well for the last number of years. I've been here not too long, but it's getting close to 2 years, but I think we will end up having an extraordinary relationship, I hope so. I've been saying, and I'm sure you've heard over the years, and as I campaigned, that getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing.
It's a good thing.
And I really think the world wants to see us get along. We are the two great nuclear powers. We have 90% of the nuclear, and that's not a good thing, it's a bad thing. And I think we hopefully can do something about that, because it's not a positive force, it's a negative force. So we'll be talking about that, among other things. It's great to be with you.
All right, one of my favorite things about this clip and about Donald Trump is that he actually can say nuclear, whereas maybe George W. Bush just said nuclear weapons. But anyway, I don't know that we're going to remember anything that happened in Helsinki 5 years from now, but there was an interesting wink between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin tonight. And tonight, it's time to move on to one of my favorite segments. All right, tonight's inspiration motivation for July 16th in the one-year Bible comes from Romans chapter 3. And I love this particular passage. Here's what it says. But now God has shown us a way to be made right with him without keeping the requirements of the law. As was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago, we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. God is no respecter of persons. If you put your trust in God, He will adopt you into his family. You'll come into the kingdom of God, and you can have a friendship with God through Jesus Christ. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So do that. If you're not a believer yet, if you're not a Christian, you should become one, because it's so easy. It just comes down to saying, Jesus, I want you in my heart. I want to live a better life. I want you to forgive me of all the bad things I've ever done. And I want your light. I want the light of God to shine through me. How easy is that? It's the easiest thing. And he doesn't require that you pay a big check. It doesn't require that you run a marathon. It just comes down to a simple act of faith. Even a child could understand. Believe in Jesus. Invite Jesus in. So that's a powerful thing. That's the gospel. And I will pray a prayer with you before we end the podcast tonight to invite Jesus in. For those of you who have watched before or now are subscribing, it's a simple prayer that you pray. And if you watch our weekly podcast or weekly sermons through Summit Church, you've heard me pray that prayer many times. But I feel like I need to pray it tonight for some of you who may be watching or watching later. So I'm going to do an unboxing tonight. Have you ever seen these YouTube videos where they do unboxing? I'm going to move over to my better camera, my HD camera. HD. Here we are in HD. I'm going to do the Perrier watermelon flavored on YouTube Live right now, the unboxing of the Perrier watermelon flavor. I don't know if it's any good. So you'll get to see my initial reaction, because I've never tasted it before. I decided to save this for the podcast to see what the flavor really, really tastes like. And you can see my initial reaction. All right. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. It is Perrier without sugar, but a hint of maybe what I would call a watermelon aftertone, more in the nasal area than in the flavor area, if that makes sense. So it's a great thing. There's zero calories and zero sweeteners. It's just the watermelon sort of aftertaste. So if you like Perrier, I'm on the keto diet right now. So I can't do sugar. I can't do gluten or bread or any like starchy vegetable. So a Perrier watermelon sounded pretty good. And I actually like this flavor. So I have a few more in my fridge. I will probably finish these out. If I wouldn't, I probably would have donated them to one of you. So anyway, that's what we had for an unboxing tonight on YouTube, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Time to move on to our next section. It is time for the song of the day, everybody. And the song of the day is an old Audio Adrenaline song. Give me a little thumbs up if you remember Audio Adrenaline. Anybody remember them? They were so good. They're like every youth pastor, every children's pastor of all time knows Audio A. They were like at Heaven Fest. They were at Festival Con Dios with the Newsboys. They were at Cornerstone. They were at Creation Fest, Jesus Northwest, whatever Christian rock festival that you went to when you were a younger person, Audio Adrenaline was probably there. Mark Harmon now is the lead singer of Audio Adrenaline. He's a pastor and missionary in Jamaica. So that's kind of cool. And I'm going to do a great old Audio A song called I Get Down. Get Down, He Lifts Me Up. So sing along, remember, enjoy this. And I'm going to do my very best attempt and stab at one of these great old youth group songs. So here we go.
Lavishly alive and wasted, humbleness is left untasted. You can't live your life to please yourself. Yeah, there's a tip from my mistakes, exactly what it doesn't take. When your life gotta come in last place. To live your life, you got to lose it. All the losers get a crown, I get down, he lifts me up, I get down, he lifts me up, I get down, he lifts me up, I get down. All I need's another day where I can't seem to get away from the many things that drag me down. Yeah, sure you've had a day like me where nothing seemed to set you free. Burdens that you carry all alone. In your weakness, he is stronger. In your darkness, he shines through. When you're crying, he's your comfort. When you're all alone, he's carrying you. Get down, he lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. I get down, he lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. This valley is so deep, I can barely see the sun. I cry out for mercy, Lord, and you lift me up again. I get down, he lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. Down, down.
This is your part here.
Down, he lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down.
All right, now you try it.
Down, lifts me up, get down. He lifts me up, I get down. He lifts me up, I get down. I get down, down, down. He lifts me up, I get down. Every time I'm down, the Lord lifts me up. Yeah.
All right. That's as rock and roll as I get on a Monday night, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the song of the day. Once again, tonight's podcast is brought to you by Summit Church of Castle Rock. We're glad that you live in Castle Rock, or if you're in the Denver metro area, the South Denver metro area, or the Central Colorado region, we'd love to have you come join us sometime on a Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. at Castleview High School. We're in the middle of a series right now called Jesus and the Old Testament. Check out this little promo for this particular series.
What is the Bible really about? Is it basically about me and what I must do? Or is it basically about Jesus and what he has done? After the resurrection, Jesus taught on this exact subject. He opened the minds of his disciples to this deeper reality when he said to them, "The Psalms and the prophets and the law all point to me. It was written that the Messiah must suffer and die and rise the third day, and I even told you myself I had the power to take it back again." If we don't read the Bible and every passage is pointing to Jesus, we're in danger of understanding it like the Pharisees. Let's discover Jesus in the Old Testament.
It's been a great series so far. We've talked about Jesus being the second Adam. We talked about Jesus the giant killer. We've talked about yesterday we spoke about Jesus being the better Isaac, the better sacrifice. And this coming weekend, we have another message that's custom fit just for what you might need to learn and need to do. And so I hope that you'll join us for this series called Jesus in the Old Testament. Tonight, we're also brought to you by the Envision Counseling Clinic of Castle Rock. Let me tell you about their services here in town. The Envision Counseling Clinic is bringing hope to the Castle Rock community. People across Douglas County come to us when they have done all they know to do and are still stuck. We help clients find relief, face their challenges, and forge a new path, a path they couldn't envision alone, a path that leads to life. Our therapists integrate Christian beliefs with sound psychological research and respect the complicated nature of our clients' concerns. By bringing together a psychologist and counselors who have a wide range of specialties, our Christian Counseling Center is able to help our clients open up new possibilities and move forward. Envision Counseling Clinic was founded by Steve and Veronica Johnson to create a community of fun-loving Christian therapists therapists that could support each other and provide trustworthy counseling to Douglas County. We keep each other accountable through collaboration on tough cases, ongoing training and community gatherings. Partnering like-minded individuals, churches, and professionals is key to getting people in need connected to the right therapist in our office. Contact us if you'd like to partner with us or help make an impact in Castle Rock and beyond. You can call the Castle Rock Envision Counseling Clinic at 720-935-2663 or go to their website, castlerockenvisionclinic.com, and they can help you if you're going through anything that you need counseling for. We love them. We love you. Glad you're watching tonight. And it's time for the final segment tonight. All right, it is conference season. It's Hillsong conference season. If you watch Hillsong, you listen to Hillsong music, if you know anything about the Hillsong conference, it's all been happening in Australia this week, and then it's also coming to New York and LA, and I think London and a few other places in Europe as well. Brian Houston has just finished a new book called There Is More, and the theme of this year's conference for Hillsong conference is on a little video trailer I want to show you. And you know, you can trust God that there is more. If you're going through a difficult season right now, it's not going to last forever. The best is yet to come. So check this out.
I actually think when you really read the scriptures, just the way God is toward people, you know, you kind of rest in the sense that God has a calling for my life. God creates us with a desire, we knowing that there's something more for us, that we're here for a reason. And then we live in a world and an environment that just tries to knock all of that out of us. No one's ever pretending that life doesn't have difficulties or challenges, but I think when we understand the heart of God, that he's looking at people through grace. If people could just catch that, they would live life different. I grew up like a lot of kids, just full of my own vulnerability and insecurity. I've noticed pastoring Hillsong Church over all of the years, if I put an audacious vision out there, even though it's scary, somehow it's like I can look back and say, wow, God, you really have done that. When I preach, when I talk, when I write, I just want people to see God the way he really is, that he wants his best to be outworked in their lives, that he has purpose for us, he has destiny for us, he has hope for us. It gives us encouraged to believe God for more. I want you to get a sense of faith and belief, belief about his call for your life and his absolute commitment to seeing that come to pass. God does so much to set us up to win. What we have to do is lift our eyes, lift our spirit, and live according to the promise of God, because God has so much more for you.
All right, everybody. There is more. There is more. And I love the message of Brian Houston that the best is yet to come. I love the music of Hillsong Church. We love their conferences. We love what they're all about as a ministry. My son just graduated from Hillsong last year, moved to LA. He's going to Hillsong in Santa Ana, not too in the south side of LA. And you know what? It's a life-giving church, and we want to be life-giving people. We want to be life-giving Christ followers. We want to make a difference in the world in which God has planted us. So bloom where you're planted, wherever you are. Let the light of Jesus shine through you. There is more. There is more, everybody. There's more. So expect more from God. Expect God to use you. Expect his favor and his blessing to be on your life. Once again, my name is Wayne Hansen. Pastor Wayne H at mac.com is my email address. You can call the church office here in Castle Rock at 303-524-4000. We'd love to connect with you either online or in person. If you don't have a church family and you live in the Denver metro area, I encourage you to come try us out. See if you can connect with some Christian friends here. And I believe God's going to use our ministry and use you to make a difference in this world. And so I hope you've enjoyed the podcast tonight. Once again, and This was episode 16, and we're just getting this thing off the ground. I'm trying to get to 30 episodes, and then we're going to work towards doing this on more of a part-time, like a paid basis, where we have paid sponsors. All the sponsorships we're doing right now are free. So if you have a product, you have a ministry, you have a business, you have a cause, you have something you want to promote, hit me up, private message me, email me, text me, call the church, and I'll get you. In fact, I've got right here, there's camera three, your face here. Your face here. All you have to do is message me. We'll do an in-studio interview, and we can talk about your cause. We can talk about what you believe in, and we can grow your business, your ministry, as we partner in ministry and in life together. So thanks again for watching the podcast. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, like, share, connect with us online, and I will see you tomorrow for the Wayne Feeds Daily. God bless you guys. Take care. Have a great day.